In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the extended abdominoplasty. This is in fact not just one operation, but multiple different variations of an operation. We can include diastasis recti repair, vessel liposuction, and lots of other things which we will discuss in this podcast. We can also trim the mons pubis area. So let's talk about the extended abdominoplasty. So stay tuned for this podcast. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MED00118627 4. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, and this range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, which is body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-weight loss and post-pregnancy changes. I'm going to initially go through the basics of this operation and the benefits and negatives as well. What is the extended abdominoplasty? Well, it mainly focuses on the central abdomen as well as the flank and side areas of the abdomen. So the lower and upper abdomen and flank areas. Excision of loose skin with repositioning on the belly button or umbilicus. It can include the abdominal muscle separation or diastasis recti repair. I also usually add vessel liposuction to the operation throughout the abdomen and flanks. The incision for extended abdominal plasty goes around the hip area towards the back. So it's in the underwear line and then following the hips and then down towards the back area. Sometimes because there's a lot of excess skin, we may have to leave a little bit of a dog ear or a little bit of excess skin right down the back and come back and excise that a bit later on. But again, that's something we'll discuss with you in the consultation. Now, what are the different variations of the extended abdominoplasty? There are a significant amount of possibilities that, with this operation, so I'll go through those in detail as well. So, we have the skin-only extended abdominoplasty. This is probably the most more commonly done for the post-weight loss patient rather than the post-pregnancy patient, because with the post-weight loss patients, they have a lot of excess skin in the abdominal area. Now, the skin only doesn't do liposuction and doesn't do muscle repair and doesn't do any hernia repair either. So it does have the quickest recovery. It still takes about 4 hours to do the operation. You can expect about 2 to 3 nights in hospital with this operation. Then you have the extended abdominoplasty with vessel liposuction. So that's a great option if you have excess skin in the abdominal area. And we do the liposuction, takes about an hour and a half, and then we cut out the loose skin as well. Then you have the extended abdominoplasty with diastasis recti repair. If muscle separation is present, obviously we can repair that as part of the extended abdominoplasty. Then we have that extended abdominoplasty with hernia repair. So there are lots of different kinds of hernias that can happen in the abdominal abdomen. You have the belly button hernias, it's called epigastric hernias, ventral hernias, incisional hernias, umbilical hernias, which we just mentioned, and spigelian hernias, inguinal hernias, femoral hernias. So all of these can be repaired as part of the extended abdominoplasty because we are exposing the abdominal wall and we can easily access all of these. We will discuss these in a consultation. Generally, we use mesh, a dual mesh for these hernia repairs, but we will discuss these further in the consultation. So that's important that you mention these to your surgeon as well. Now, extended abdominoplasty with mons pubis resection. So the mons pubis is a pubic excess area in front of the pubic bone. And that's very common in post-pregnancy where you have excess skin and sagittal tissues in this area. We lift that up as part of the extended abdominoplasty. Sometimes if it's really excessive, we do lipo as well as lifting it up, as well as cutting some of the excess off. Now, who's the extended abdominoplasty for? Usually, so it's suitable for a lot of patients with a loose skin after pregnancy or loose skin after weight loss. You need to have quite extensive amount of loose skin to justify this operation. And usually, in the generally, I find that the liposuction is a common feature of this as well. Now, we did discuss the recovery in the previous section, but just to summarize, generally the hospital stay, it depends a little bit on what variation of the abdominoplasty you have, but generally in average, the hospital stay is 1 to 3 days, usually up and about the next day, but you can stand up straight in 10 days, back to work, 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what type of work you do, and feeling completely back to normal, doing everything you're doing now, is 3 months. And then the final result is really 12 months. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. See a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00011862. 274, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS, BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.